This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're going to be talking about self-esteem and confidence. You know, how do we find that confidence? How do we build upon our self-esteem? And I'm a big proponent of finding one's self-value and self-worth. And I find that many of us, no matter how old we are, have not found that yet. You know, as I work with my clients on a day-to-day basis, I find that no matter how old you are, if you're in your 60s, 50s, 40s, 30s, 20s, it doesn't matter. It seems that we're all looking for our identity. We're all looking to find that self-worth and that self-esteem. And we're looking for that confidence to believe in ourselves. And I think that if we can find this earlier than later, our entire life trajectory changes. Because the things that we do when we don't know who we are, or the things that we do when we don't have self-confidence, really does cause us to spiral out of control. We can be self-sabotaging to ourselves. We can create things that we don't want to create in our life, where we feel like we're walking uphill trying to make things right, the wrongs that we've created in our own life. And I find that if we can tackle these issues early, if we were children, think about that. So many of us were not raised in a family that we were taught about self-esteem or self-worth. We weren't talked about, you know, having that unconditional self-love and understanding that, you know, quite the opposite. I mean, the reason for that is because our parents didn't understand. Our parents didn't know that information. And that's why they couldn't share it with their children. It wasn't because they were trying to hide something from you. It's just because they didn't know it themselves. So what if we could change things? What if we could learn these concepts as children? And what if we could learn these concepts in an amazing way where children could read about characters going through different experiences and understand how this directly reflects into their life and how to take the character's journey and put that into their own life to find their true identity, to find their confidence, their self-worth, and their self-esteem? And so joining me today is a person that we call an Imagineer, and I love that word, Imagineer. Think about that, and being an Imagineer just sounds so, well, it sounds so amazing. And Tamson Wood is joining me today, and Tamson is also the author of Tales on Kangleford Knock, and it's a series. It's a multiple-part series, and this is directed to children, obviously not just children, it can also be adults, but the thing is that it's helping to raise confidence in children. And nowadays, especially right now, I think that most of us are dealing with times that we were challenged by, because they're unprecedented times. I mean, we're dealing with a COVID-19 pandemic. We're dealing with kids having to stay home from school and learn on their computer, and they are not doing college work while they're working as adults. They're children. And so we're in a time and place right now that finding that confidence and finding that self-esteem and finding that self-worth is more important than ever. Tamson, thank you so much for joining me live here on Live Your True Life Perspectives. How are you doing?
I am so well. Thank you, Ashley. It's great to be with you today.
I am so glad to have you. And, you know, I've read your series, and I love it because, you know, we're talking about adults that I work with, and even myself before I started doing the real work, I didn't understand how to find self-esteem and how to find that confidence and self-worth. So tell me, what was the reason or the muse for even to beginning to fathom Kangleford Knock series? Tell me more about that.
I have always written stories from when I was able to hold a pencil. It's something I've just always done. I was encouraged by my grandmother. She was an amazing woman. She lived till 100 years old. And one of the things I remember most of all that she said to me was, it's okay to be different, because that way the fairies will recognize you. She loved fairies. She loved gardening. She encouraged my writing. She encouraged me to believe in magic and in things of the heart, and she encouraged me that I could always do what I set out to do. And I've carried that through my entire life. And it's what's really encouraged me to write my stories and actually publish my books, not just have the stories at home to read to my own children, but to actually share them with other people.
That's so awesome. And it's you know, one of the biggest things about life is finding that the thing that we love to do. And so you love writing and you love being able to create characters and bring them to life.
I do. All the characters in my books, Ashley, are based on real people, my friends' children, my children's friends. So all of them have a very personal place in my heart. They're all real to me. They're not just things I've created in my head. They're all based on somebody I know. And the experiences that they have are also often based on real circumstances.
You know, I find it interesting, you're right, you know, characters, one of the things about books and films, obviously, is that when we really connect with a character, when we see their plight or we connect with them, it really drives the message home. And so by picking, you know, by creating these characters based on your kids and based on their friends, that's pretty powerful to connect with you know, students and kids of that age, to really connect with that and be able to see or understand the plight to them, to be able to look back at the reader and understand where they exist in this.
Absolutely. I think you have to make characters and stories relatable, whether it's for children or for adults, because if they can't connect with the characters, they won't connect with the stories and they won't mean as much to them and they won't draw as much from reading them as they possibly could if it was the other way around.
So let me ask you, nowadays, and I'm sure you may have, when growing up, wrestled with this as well. I mean, I know I did. I wrestled with the confidence piece, and I wrestled with the self-esteem piece. Did you wrestle with that at all as a kid?
I did. It took me a long, long time to discover that being unique is a good thing. It's okay to be different. It's okay to be not like everyone else. But it took me years and years and years to accept that something that I was good at was worth sharing with other people. It takes a lot of courage to realize that a gift that you might not believe in yourself is a good thing. Other people can encourage you. And I think that's so important, for people to encourage each other. I think that all of us have such special gifts, no matter what they are, whether it's writing, drawing, presenting on the radio, whatever that may be, is to encourage it and to nurture it and to get people to share those gifts, because in sharing them, we can encourage each other.
You nailed it on the concept of unique. And, you know, I think I might have shared this with you. You know, when I was growing up, my voice is very different from most voices, you know, and I remember my friends were all the cheerleaders in middle school and elementary school, and they always had these high-pitched cheerleader voices, and I always wanted to have that, and obviously I didn't. I mean, I was trying to, like, change my voice back in elementary school, and it didn't work. But isn't it interesting how the things that really do make us unique growing up when we're young are the things that, well, we can't stand, because it's the things that, you know, kind of separate us from the group?
Absolutely. And your voice is recognizable now to all of your listeners all over the country and all over the world, for people who listen to you outside the States. And that is what makes you unique. You listen to you. You know you're listening to Ashley Burgess. And hopefully maybe one day people will read my books and they will know those are my books because of the messages that they contain, and that they are special and unique in their own way. I don't think I'll ever be as famous as you, though.
Oh, my gosh, you're so sweet. You're coming back on, right? You're coming back on the show multiple times.
I hope so. I would absolutely love that.
Awesome. Well, you definitely are invited. You know, Tamsin, you know, I think it's interesting, too. Let me ask you, when you're looking at these characters, you know, what's the things that you really want the reader to begin with when they're first reading this, the tale? What are some of the things that, because I would assume that this book, because I've read, you know, I read multiple times, I assume that you write it to be read multiple times. What's the first level of information or connection that you want the reader to get?
I want them to understand that these things that happen to my characters in the stories are things that can happen to anyone. They're situations that we all have found ourselves in. I've drawn on personal experience. I've drawn on experiences that I've seen my children go through and their friends go through. And these, again, we go back to this topic of it, things being relatable. And that's so important that, you know, I want kids to look at this and think, it doesn't just happen to me. It happens to other people. And then they won't feel quite so alone if they're going through something and trying to figure out how to solve it, because they will realize that there are answers to these questions that they have. There are solutions to the problems that they may have. And all they have to do is look for them and ask for help and find them, and everything will work out.
I think it's interesting how each of the stories in the series really talk about those important issues. And I think, like, when we talk about friendship is a big one, or being responsible. And let's talk about some of your characters. What about Nathaniel? Let's talk about Nathaniel.
Nathaniel is one of my favorites. He's an absolute gorgeous little guy. And he has a real talent for something. But he just, at the beginning of the story, feels like nobody else understands his talent. Nobody else would appreciate it. So he hides it away. And that is relatable, I think, to so many, not just kids, but adults out there. They have hidden talents, which they undervalue. They undervalue themselves. Other people may have undervalued. They may have been laughed at when they were kids. They may have been told that's nothing special. And what we need to do is we need to encourage each other. We need to look at those things and say, wow, that's amazing, because that's all it takes for Nathaniel. It's just one person saying to him, I could never do what you do. That is so amazing. Why don't you share it with people? And the minute he does that and he finds that confidence, he goes out there and he wows everyone. And I think that's something that we need to encourage in our kids, is that if you have a talent, share it, because it will impress people and they will be so excited for you. And it could get better and it could get bigger and it could really turn into something in your future.
Encouragement is such a big deal, and I think nowadays more than ever it's so important, but I do think that nowadays more than ever it's the thing that's overlooked.
Absolutely. I think in a little small way we've become very self-centered in a lot of what we do and how we live. We've become very focused on self, and what we need to do is turn back to facing each other and helping our fellow men and holding each other's hands and lifting each other up and remembering that it isn't just about us.
Yes, exactly. It's more, it's the unity of us and it's the village. You know, how do you explain kind of building, you know, from a perspective in speaking toward children, you know, building up their friends? Because I think that it's kind of scary, because I think sometimes even saying something like that, you know, kind of puts the spotlight back on the child that's saying, wow, you're doing a good job. Or maybe they haven't heard it before from their parents. You know, how do you begin that communication?
I think you let them know that we are all human and that we can all make mistakes, but we can all learn from those mistakes and do better next time.
That's amazing. When we return, we'll be talking more with Tamsin on the concept of self-confidence, really talking about these different characters in the series, understanding how this can prepare, you know, our kids for their future. Because if they are able to have this knowledge, knowledge is power. And that's the thing, because I think a lot of us were raised in situations where we didn't know this information. Had we known this information, we could have made different changes. And right before we were even talking on air, Tamsin and I were talking about if we had known things before, how different our life would be. And I think that you would agree with us as well. So when we return, Tamsin's going to be joining me here live on Live Your True Life Perspectives. So stay here, stay on the dial, Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back. And I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Hi, my name is Reginald Harvey, and I'm a wellness champion. Self-determinance is my preferred way of living whenever possible. But life just throws challenges in our path that don't fit our personal plans. How do you bridge these life road bumps? I just published the medical memoir Anatomy of a Patient as a journal of my battle with a life-threatening illness, stage 4 renal failure. I have learned that disease is just the clinical definition of the sickness. whereas illness is how we choose to live with it. In my case, I immediately had to decide whether to run and hide and wait to die or to dare to live. No, dare to thrive. Join me in a conversation that few are willing to have. You can hear me on Live Your True Life Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. For more information, go to ReggieHarvey.net. That's ReggieHarvey.net.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we've been talking to Tamson Wood. Tamson is the Imagineer, but also the author of the Tales on Tanglewood Knox series. It's a great series. It's great to read as an adult and as a child. You know, Tamson, I was going to ask you, you have a character, and your character is Samuel Thistlefoot, and let's talk about his achievement and what he does in the series.
He is the oldest of the group, so he's a bit like the papa of all the fairies, and he loves to look after everyone. And his story is a particular favorite of mine because he finds a little boy who's really struggling. He's having some doubts and some fears about things that are happening in his life at the time. And Samuel does a very simple thing. He gives him a no more worries stone. And it's a simple little pebble, and it just gives this little boy the courage to get through what he's going through at that time and just to believe in himself. It's a very simple thing. it could be magical. It could just be the thought of the support that he's being given and that somebody's listening to him. And that you can translate into real life. It isn't just necessarily what you give to the child. It's the gesture. It's the support. It's the listening to them. It's the allowing them to know that you are there for them, to catch them if they fall, and that you are there to encourage them and help them through whatever they're going through. And I love that about Samuel, because I think that is something that every child, no matter what age, and even some of us adults, will go through in our lives, is we will go through something where we will need support from someone, and all we will necessarily need is just somebody to say, I've got you, I'm here for you, and just offer that hand or that little pebble of support for us to squeeze when we're stressed, and just to make us feel that we're not alone and that we can cope with whatever comes our way. And that's what I love so much about that story.
I like that story, too, and I agree with you, Tamsin. You know, I think that, you know, as kids and as adults, I think that just being a human being, the concept of being able to have that and to be able to be supportive. And you know, when you talk to your kids, too, even past the stories, I mean, how do you educate them to even support each other?
I think the most important thing when you're educating your child or your children, if you have more than one, to support themselves or each other, is to stop, to take a breath, to think things through, and then to speak out. But never to just rashly jump into a situation in anger or frustration, because you can't fix things when you aren't thinking straight and clearly. You need to just stop, take a moment and reflect, and really kind of decide, where do I want this situation to go from here? That's what's really important. You are in control of what happens next very often. And if you make the right decisions, you can fix things so easily, sometimes on your own, sometimes with that little bit of help from someone else. And it's just that few seconds taken to just take stock of what's going on and just think, okay, what happens next that is so, so important and so valuable. So I encourage them to just take a moment and just calm and be quiet and just think, what do we want to happen next? And that's most of the time how we figure it out. Sometimes it doesn't quite end like that in our house. Sometimes mum screams a lot and we slam doors and people go off to separate rooms, but most of the time we get it right.
That's awesome. No, it's awesome. And it's about being a parent, and it's about being okay with not necessarily being always liked, but, you know, the concept is to actually be there to help educate and support. You know, when we return, we'll be talking about more about building that confidence, more about, you know, kind of the reasons why Tamsin really created the series, but more importantly, during the self-quarantine, where are we at right now, and the adjustments that family and people have been through, and the changes in the life that we've been through. And I think that some of us have awakened to a new reality, realizing the value that our family is, and this is very powerful as well. So we'll be talking about that. So stay tuned. Don't leave. We got a lot more. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in, well, you know it. I'll be back this time in 3 shakes. We are all striving to live our true life, and part of living our true life is learning about our past. Passing knowledge and family history down to the next generations help those generations to learn where they came from, who they're related to, and to learn about the accomplishments of their ancestors. We've all seen the commercials on TV where you buy a kit, spit into the plastic tube, and receive a few morsels of information that need a lot more connecting of the family dots. Instead, how about hiring a true professional to help you find out your true, full family history? Dan Nelson is the resident historian of Live Your True Life Perspectives, a professional who does more than looking you up on the internet and compiling those small bits of history. He travels the country doing research about things your family deserve to know. Check out Dan's website. Go to dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. And give the gift of your family history to your family.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's doctor is not exactly sure when the president will be released from Walter Reed Medical Center, But Dr. Sean Conley says the president is feeling good.
The quote he left us with was, "I feel like I could walk out of here today," and that was a very encouraging comment from the president.
Conley continues,
"He's doing so well, but with a known course of the illness, day 7 to 10, we get really concerned about the inflammatory phase, phase 2.
California fire crews are deploying water-dropping helicopters to make a defensive stand against flames in the foothills of the Napa Valley wine region as the forecast calls for a return of dangerous high winds over the rest of the weekend. More than 2,500 firefighters battling the Glass Fire. The Glass Fire started last week and is 75 miles north of San Francisco. USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we've been joined by Tamsin Wood, and Tamsin is an Imagineer. She's written some really great books in the series of Kingleford Knock. Tamsin, you know, right before the break, we had been talking about, Samuel and his character and how that played such a role in being able to be there and to give that confidence when it's necessary. Taking that a step further, I know that many of us have realized the value of certain things that maybe we didn't pay attention to as much during this time and change within our world history. Being at home and spending more time, and I'm sure with you being at home, spending more time with the family, what are some awakenings that you've had, recently in the last few months?
First of all, many of us, many people all over the world have had to adapt to new circumstances, new beginnings, new normal. It's been And we've learned what really matters, what's truly important. And in many cases, certainly for my family, it made us slow down and take a look at our lives, where we were headed, and to reevaluate what we really wanted, where we wanted our lives to go. We spent more time together as a family. We reconnected with ourselves, with nature, and with dreams that we'd maybe put to one side, put to bed, thought would never happen. And those things are all coming out now, and we're starting new things here. And, you know, we're making different choices based on what we know to be so important. And I think that is fantastic. That's the positive that's come out of a truly terrible situation that's hurt so many people. And we've learned our true worth and how valuable we are to those around us. If you look at the unsung heroes in all of our communities, there are people out there who, before today, we wouldn't have looked at twice and thought, wow, we couldn't manage without you. You are so important. And yet this pandemic has made so many of us realize that, you know, our key workers, people in those jobs that make the world go round, are so important, and we value them. I hope we value them so much more than we did before. You can't have a jigsaw complete without all the pieces. You can't have a clock working without every single little cog in place. And you realize when you look at these people how important some of them are. And they've been right under our noses this whole time, and yet we've not seen them until now when we really, really needed them. And they are the people I want my kids and I want everyone else's kids to look up to. I want kids to look at, you know, our medical staff, our doctors, our nurses, people that work for the emergency services, people who have worked in the shops tirelessly making it so that we can go and get supplies that we desperately need. These are the people who really, really matter in our life and who are so important, and we need to value them. And I think that's another thing that we've learned, is how to value the things that are really important, not the gadgets in our home, not the expensive things, but the people and the things that so matter so much.
That's powerful, and I agree with you. It does put in perspective everybody's value, and I think that that's encouraging words, because I think sometimes, you know, growing up, in a world where the news is coming at us a million miles an hour, that there's social media, there's all these things going on, you know, what kind of, could you share, I guess, some words of support or encouragement for the listeners here on Live Your True Life Perspectives who are trying to help their children, you know, who are struggling with finding their true voice or confidence? What can you share with them? Because I think that right now, more than ever, like, you're right, people, you know, we're starting to realize the value not only of other people, but also maybe we've taken our family for granted a little bit. But what can those family members do right now to try to encourage that with their children in a positive way?
Do you know what? I think it comes down to this simple thing, and it sounds so simple, it's almost ridiculous. It's sitting down for at least an hour a day and just reading with your children. I'm not just saying that because I'm an author and I write books and I want people to read my books, but because there is nothing like that experience in the entire world. Sitting down with your children, you don't need a degree in English literature. The book doesn't have to be long. It doesn't have to be a masterpiece. But getting lost in a story, you can get away from reality just for a while. It can strengthen you mentally and emotionally. It can enable you to cope better with those real-life situations that you're going through. And reading can bring you closer together. It takes away your attachment to technology just for a little while. Reading a book, the smell of it, the feel of it, the just the whole immersion into that story is like nothing else. And you come out of that feeling enriched and like you've connected with your child in a way that you can't do when you do anything else. And that is my advice, is sit down, read with your children, get lost in a magical tale, and just talk about it afterwards, and you will see your child come alive in a way that you won't see in anything else that they do. And it's an unique experience. It's a bond that you can enjoy with your child, and it's incredible. I can't promote it enough. And I think, you know, more people should be doing it. It's just, there's nothing like it.
I was going to ask you, too. I find that a lot of folks need to maybe even look into supporting and helping others, you know, whether it's giving back to charity or being involved with the soup kitchen or whatever. And I know that there's been some weirdness with the pandemic, but I think that that's about to come out the other way soon, and we're going to get over that. But how does giving back, because I know that you support various charities as well, how does giving back and helping others really reinforce self-confidence and when people are actually giving to other people?
I think it gives you a sense of purpose, because if we can't help other people, if we can't pay forward the gifts that we have in life, the things that we have in life, everything that we have in life, the purpose of it, the meaning of it, the reason for it, if we cannot use it to help others, what's the point? We need to share it. Sharing is what makes life worth living and what makes our purpose here, why we're here. Otherwise, why would we be here? And that's why we need to share. We need to pay it forward. We need to give. And that's why I give. That's why I do what I do, and why I love what I do, and why that is my purpose. That is what I believe.
And do your kids also, do you help, do you kind of organize some stuff, I guess probably prior to the pandemic, to get them involved as well?
Absolutely. My kids are my biggest supporters. They're like my own little personal cheerleaders. They're there for me every step of the way, and they love coming along and helping me anywhere they can.
Now it's time for our resident historian and genealogist, Dan Nelson. Dan, I'm so interested in what you have for us today. What are we talking about?
Well, this is sort of a cool story, and I know that, you know, we've talked about the accomplishments of young people and what they've sort of done, and so I was able to find a story that is set in the late 1600s, early 1700s, and just to give you a little background, so the French and the English were constantly fighting back and forth, and parts, usually France ended up on the wrong side of the deal and gave up more territory, but they were constantly attacking, and they got certain Indian tribes tended to side with one or the other. So the Iroquois tended to side with the French, the Mohawks with the English, but they could change alliances too. So what happened in February 8th, 1690, late in the evening, the French troops with their Native American allies mounted an attack on Schenectady, New York. So those of you from New York know where Schenectady is, up by Albany. And it was really infamous, and it was called the Schenectady Massacre because of what happened. So there were 60 men, women, and children that were killed in the initial attack. And then they took 27 men and boys, including the guy we're going to talk about named Lawrence, or Lawrence would be the English version of that, from Schenectady. And they took those guys, and they, while the town was still burning, and they decided that these people should be captives, most likely to work as servants in Canada, basically slaves, but they called them servants, and took them back up there. Sometimes as hostages, if they were people of means, they could buy their way out, use as trade-offs for people that were captured by the other side. So they hauled all these people up to Canada. When I say they hauled, they walked in the winter. I mean, this is February. All the way from Schenectady to Montreal. And it was so bad that 50 of the horses that the French captured in Schenectady had to be killed for food on the trek back, and stragglers didn't make it. Meanwhile, as they're on the way back, English and Mohawk troops from Albany were harassing them. So it wasn't just, you know, just walk back. It was sort of like, make sure you don't get killed by friendly fire while you're marching back. So they got him up there, and basically he got given to an Indian family, and he remained there for years, and he learned their language and their customs, and basically was adopted by the tribe. So when he was 13 when he was adopted. And so then as he became a little bit older, you know, sort of a young adult, he got permission to go visit Schenectady, promising he'd return. And then when he was there, his relatives were like, no, you got to stay, you got to stay. And he's like, no, I'm cool. I like the Indian way of life. I want to go back. While he's asleep, his sister cuts off his scalp lock And he wakes in the morning and finds it's gone. And he says, this is a disgrace. I can't go back without my lock. So I must remain here till it's grown. Of course, then you hang out, you know, the luxuries of the white man's life, you know, went to Starbucks, got his latte, whatever, that he thought was, you know, a better life maybe after all, because it takes a while for his hair to grow back. He became an expert and trusted interpreter for the province of New France and for New York. And what he ended up doing was being the number one interpreter. Nobody else was allowed to interpret between the Indians and him. He even got hired by the Dutch to translate their holy scriptures into the language of the Mohawk so that they could learn about the beliefs of the Dutch church. And so he was a really influential guy there, to the point that the natives, because they so appreciated what he did with the interpreting, they gave him five small islands in the middle of the Maquas River. So you know you're a big deal when people give you islands to express their satisfaction with the work you do. So he ended up dying in 1742 and left 10 children living at the time he left. But the really interesting thing that I found is he was successful enough. So you sort of knew where people were successful or not by whether they got a painting done of them. And, of course, it's also good if the painting survived, so we know it was done. And he had a painting done of him in his formal wear, but he wore his hair long like an Indian in these formal pictures. So in this picture, I would guess he's a man of mid-50s with long Indian-like hair. I'm not talking about the powdered wig. So he never quite let go of some of part of that history. So I thought it was pretty interesting for a 13-year-old boy to, one, to make it on the walk all the way from Schenectady to Montreal, but then to embrace and learn the customs and the language, and then turn around and sort of by accident, because his sister cut off his locks, become a valuable person, you know, to his original tribe, if you will, of English folks, Dutch English folks, and be a successful interpreter for them.
I think that's really amazing. I'm successful and at such a young age to be that perseverance and have that perseverance and to really have that calling.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of people didn't make it, you know. There's very few people today that could walk that distance in February and survive.
Yeah, to be able to do that and turn around and be able to be successful even. I mean, why did the sister do that, so that he wouldn't go back?
I'm guessing that's what she was betting, that, you know, this would be a way to keep him here. It's hard to know what she was calculating, but certainly that's what worked.
That's interesting. What do you, a little sneak peek, what are we going to be talking about next week? Do you know?
Well, yeah, I do, and it's sort of cool because it ties into French Canada, and we're sort of staying in the same era, and let's just say it ties in with, you know, you've probably heard everybody saying, oh, we have a coin shortage, and there's not enough coins, and some people won't give you change and things like that, and you have to use a credit card. Well, it's not the first time in history. As you always say, history repeats itself, that we've had a shortage of currency. So we'll talk about how they handled that back in French Canada in the late 1600s, early 1700s.
Awesome. Well, I look forward to that, Dan, and have a wonderful day. Can't wait to see you back on Live Your True Life Perspectives next week.
Yeah, I look forward to it, too. Enjoying this cool weather, so.
Me too. Wonderful story from Dan about perseverance. When we return, Tamsin Wood will be joining us, continuing our conversation and offering some golden nuggets of wisdom for us to live by, not only ourselves, but also our children, and some things that we can think about and really marinate on after the show is over. If you haven't already, go to YouTube and check out some of the latest video content that I've created. Just go to YouTube, put in Ashley Burgess. Also, if you'd like to learn any other information about what's going on with the show or the other content, go to AshleyBurgess.com. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit FifthSeasonFinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit FifthSeasonFinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness, and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Joining me here on the show, Tamsin Wood. Tamsin is an Imagineer, and also she's the writer of these great series, The Kangleford Knock. You know, Tamsin, right before the break, you and I have been talking about just some things that are really important for you to address to the audience. And I ask everybody that's ever on the show to give me some of their golden nuggets of thought and wisdom. Can you share with me three golden nuggets of wisdom that you'd like to share with the Live Your True Life audience?
Well, the fairies helped me out with these. They're absolutely brilliant. And they brought me three absolutely gorgeous nuggets, which I'm going to share with you. The first one is believe in yourself. It can take an awful lot of strength to embrace your individuality and to go against the flow. I didn't do that until I became a mum, and it was a major stepping stone towards all of my dreams coming true. And my entire perspective changed when I had kids. It taught me things I never knew before or fully understood until then. And for the first time in my life, I felt like I had a purpose and a direction. And my kids and the rest of my family have been my biggest support, and their belief in me has strengthened my belief in myself. So believe in yourself, guys. Go for it.
Believing in yourself is so powerful, and I'm behind that 100%. And it's once you find that, it's you can be like your best friend to yourself, and that can be so helpful. What's your second nugget of wisdom?
The second one is taken from a beautiful line in Alice in Wonderland. Nothing is impossible. Alice in Wonderland said, "Sometimes I've believed as many as 6 impossible things before breakfast." Well, I'm not much of a morning person, Ashley, as my family will tell you, but I do know that there are many, many things which may seem impossible, but they are totally the opposite if you try. You might not do them the same way as someone else will do them. You might do your own version of them, but nothing is absolutely impossible. You can do your own version of going to the moon in your own bedroom. You can believe that you're a spaceman. Doesn't mean you have to actually get on a rocket and go there. You just have to believe it in your heart and your head, and it will be true. So believe in yourself. Nothing is impossible.
I love that. I love that film, by the way, and I love that line. That's one of the best, and I love how you phrase that, too. It's so powerful. And what's your third nugget of wisdom for today's show?
My third and final nugget is dare to dream. Sometimes life is about risking everything for a dream that nobody can see but you. But what do you have to lose? Don't let your life be what if or if only. If you've tried something and you've failed, for want of a better way of putting it, it's better to have tried and failed than never to have tried at all. Do the thing that you've always wanted to do. However it turns out, you will have tried and you will know that you've tried, and that nobody can take that away from you. And your way, again, it might not be somebody else's way. They might not think it's great the way you do. But everyone is individual. Everyone is unique, and you need to embrace that and go for it. So if you have a dream, just do it. Live it. Try it. However it turns out, you'll know the ending because you'll have tried. And I wish everybody luck, and I hope that they get the happy endings that they look for. But you're in charge of your own life story. You write what happens next. You are in charge of every chapter, so make it the best you can make it.
Tamsin, thank you so much for coming on. And if you want to find more information about Tamsin, you can go to www.onkanglefordknock.co.uk, onkanglefordknock.co.uk. Also, you can go to Facebook at Kangleford Knock. And I just love her words of wisdom, and I can't wait to have her back on. And in the meantime, for you, be yourself. Embrace yourself. Embrace your beauty and uniqueness. And in the same token, realize how valuable you truly are. And I know it's hard sometimes to understand how valuable we are. And it's just realizing that value, not in obviously a narcissistic way, but realizing that value in a way of resonating with our highest frequency. And I want us to become best friends to ourselves. And I've done some great videos on this content that can help you explore those subject matters and really work on that. If you just go to YouTube and put in Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S, or go to my website, ashleyburgess.com, A-S-H-L-E-Y-B-E-R-G-E-S, ashleyburgess.com. You find all social media links, YouTube links, and also you can actually go there right online and set up an appointment one-on-one with me at ashleyburgess.com, as well as you can also check out the other website that I have, the 10daychallenge.com, the number 10daychallenge.com. I'll be back next week, and I hope that you're back next week. And Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. You know it. I'll be back this time in 3 shakes. We are all striving to live our true life, and part of living our true life is learning about our past. Passing knowledge and family history down to the next generations help those generations to learn where they came from, who they're related to, and to learn about the accomplishments of their ancestors. We've all seen the commercials on TV where you buy a kit, spin into a plastic tube, and receive a few morsels of information that need a lot more connecting of the family dots. Instead, how about hiring a true professional to help you find out your true family history? Dan Nelson is a resident historian of Live Your True Life Perspectives, a professional who does more than looking you up on the internet and compiling bits of history. He travels the country doing research around things that your family deserve to know. Take a moment now and contact Dan at 214-914-3598. That's 214-914-3598, and begin to learn your history.